Shaw, do me a favor real quick, because we want to make sure that this is going to get shared when it does get aired. So go ahead and do your little go find my people. Make sure that you announce it to everybody real quick so we can make a fun clip of that.
Facebook, go find my people. Woo! Yeah.
Car guys and car gals, this brew
is brought to you by...
Which brew?
This one.
This brew?
Yeah.
Yeah, this brew.
Okay.
Right here.
What?
Is brought to you by...
Think
Ad Group. And you can get any information that you need about the Think Ad Group by going to...
ThinkAdGroup.com.
You can connect with some serious solutionaries that will find a way to bring a solution to where it is that you need solutions. What do you think about that?
Whoa.
Get you some.
That's right.
Think Ad Group.
Let's brew.
If everybody's zigging, Sean Hayes is zagging.
Okay. Come on.
Love it.
Period. So if I'm zagging and everybody else is zigging, then I got this space over here. I own it. Right?
Yeah.
I own it. And that's what I did. I started creating videos and helping salesmen, managers, GSMs across the country get better at their craft. And nobody was doing that. Nobody was focusing on that. So A, I was helping them. I was building up loyalty throughout the industry. They were sharing it with their managers and things like that. You know, I was basically everybody's morning meeting. They were coming in watching Sean Hayes. So what does that do for me? Well, it gets me exposure in the exposure field that I want. People see that I'm good at what I do. So that's really why I did it originally.
Man, that's awesome. That is, man, you and I have a lot of similarities.
Yes,
I think
yes.
we could sit down and, you know, talk for hours and hours and hours about stuff, man. I definitely love your brain, the way you think and what motivated you. And
it reminds me of Giants so much.
Yeah, it's never too late, you know, and that's the thing. Like, no, people always talk about, you know, oh, man, I'm just too old. I've already been doing it this long. No, you did it for 10 years on the floor the same way, and you decided one day, boom.
That's it.
Three short years later. And it's before 3 years that before you started making things happen. You know,
I was making things happen. Like I'll never forget after 4 months, one conference reached out, hey, we'd like you to be a panelist. Next thing you know, hey, we'd like you to be a speaker. Next thing you know, like I was starting to make moves. I could see it. See, that's the cool thing about it. When you put all your energy and focus and you start to see some return on your investment, right. Next thing you know, I could not even freaking sleep at night, bro.
I know what you mean.
What are you talking about?
I could not sleep. I mean, 4 o'clock was, I literally, okay, now with that, hold on. With that, you have to set a regimen and a schedule to make sure that you stay loyal to this. Because
what
a lot of people do is they dabble. They get for a little bit, they dabble, they dabble, they dabble. And I believe dabbling is the worst thing you can do because you never get anything really good. What you have to do is go all in with all your heart, all your soul, all your energy. And when you do that and you start to see some return, boom. I mean, you're like, and you couldn't make me sleep. I woke up every day at 4 o'clock, every day from March of 2017 till still today. I wake up at 4 a.m. every morning. Okay. Because I don't believe I just believe every day is a new adventure and there's some kind of gain I'm gaining. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And you are. And that's the thing. Every day there's an opportunity to be better than the one before. And even if it's just a little bit, I mean, because we have great days. We all do, you know, and you're right. You have to put your whole heart and soul into this. And I absolutely believe that. I am a faithful believer in that part. And the more you put into it and you put yourself into it, man, it's an amazing thing, but consistency, don't dabble. Like you said, I love that. You don't dabble in this because if you dabble, it's going to just like anything else in life. You dabble for a little bit, then you give up. It shows that you're a quitter. You cannot be a quitter. You have to be consistent.
I told my wife, dabbling's the devil. And if you can think about it, anything in your life, if you dabble in drugs, you have a tendency to maybe get into drugs. You dabble too much into, you know, flirting or looking at bad things online. What happens? You open those doors. You can probably walk into it. And dabbling is the devil. Just like the opposite side of that, when you just dabble a little bit on doing something, you're never going to be great at it, man.
No, right. Nope.
That's right. You got it.
It's just the devil, man. So I stay away from dabbling at all in my life in every single facet, man. I'm either all in or I'm all out.
That's it, man.
That's the only way to be.
Love that.
Man.
Man. And no, powerful. This, you're right on the money, man. People need to hear this right now. Come on. So
share this.
Share right now. As soon as you hear this, but
make sure people know.
My fourth question, I got to ask you, man. My fourth question is, you know, you built this all up. Within the last year, you released your book. I'm going to pull this thing out real quick right here off my shelf.
Bam.
Bam, as everyone can see.
Man, that's a handsome son of a gun with a haircut, though.
Look at him. You even signed it for me, man. And I appreciate that. And that means a lot, man. This is this was a great book. It's got a – guys, this right here is a tool that you can use, everybody out there. This is a tool that you can use right now that will help you build your brand. I mean, it's he made it simple for you. Build your brand. Mm-hmm. You have no question what he's going to teach you how to do in this book. He shows you, and like we talked about earlier, he shows you a path on how to do it, because he had his mistakes. He went through it. He you know, had his tribulations, and he was like, okay, this is the best way to do it for me that I saw. So here's how I did it. And I did it in a year. It could take you months if you do it the right way. You know what I mean? So great book, man. So the question I have for you is, what made you say, you know what? It's time to write a book. It is time to write a book.
Well, actually, I have a few businesses, and one of my partners at Sales Hustlers, and a couple of my businesses is Dave Benson. He's a guy, and he co-founded Sales Hustlers with me.
Right.
He sent me a picture of that cover that you're actually holding. He sent it to me and said, "Here's your book." And I was like, "Bro, I think you're right."
Yeah.
And within, I would say, 30 days, 45 days, we had it. Already in the it's really cool because I use this app where I talked it all in.
So,
okay, instead of sitting down and typing or writing, I just voiced it in. If something will come to my mind, boom, 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 boom. Right? A couple of my videos are in there where I talk about social media and branding yourself. And we just had those. We sent them over. They were I guess worded out. You know what I mean? So I basically talked my whole book in, sent it over. They transcribed it back to me. We edited it. And then added pictures and stuff, and boom, I asked people for reviews and forwards and stuff like that, and everybody helped out, and we put it together. We sent it over to 48 Hour Books. It was back to me within a week. Yeah, man, it's awesome. But the key to that is you've got to have a lane, right? You got to have something that people – that is tangible to them. See, everybody wants to write their book on their biography. They all want to tell about their life and how far they've come. Nobody gives a crap about that. I'll just be honest with you. Honestly, unless you get to a certain level in your life that everybody knows you and everybody wants to know about your life, and you got some crazy Motley Crue stories and Ozzy Osbourne stories and stuff like that, nobody cares about your life, bro. Okay? What they do care about is the knowledge you have, right? And if it's a certain lane that they have interest in. And I knew everybody wants to build your brand. Everybody. Because they all told me about it. And they're all trying to do it. Right? So I said, well, I've done it. It's obvious. I've got a market for it. Right? I got Sales Hustlers where I at least have 17,000 people in there that they have interest in it. Right? So let's go ahead and do this and see if it worked. And it worked really, really well. And obviously, it's very affordable if you do it yourself. You know what I mean? And then I could, and the greatest part about it is one of my business, and there's other businesses I have, but see, you make those into a funnel, right?
Yep.
And I'm sure you guys know what a funnel is, but basically I give you a free book, right? You click on it, you get free. All you got to pay is shipping and handling. And then boom, you're in there and you spend about $27 to $34 a click, right? So everybody that gets my book spends $27 in there, and I've sold 4,600 of them. So, you know, that's an extra added income. And I believe everybody that's great at something and everybody wants to get to a certain level in life, you need side incomes. You need passive income. You need income while you sleep.
Yep.
Okay. One source of income is not going to make you rich. Okay. It's not going to make you rich. It'll make you to the point where, you're working every day and you make a good living, but you're not going to get to where those other guys get to that you love. And I found that out early from Eric Thomas. He sat me down and he was like, "Hey, Sean, you know," when he spoke at our conference in 2018, 19, I forget what it is. He said, "Hey, you need passive income. Here's what I got. I got a business that creates all these other streams of businesses, and that's where you need to get. So follow your lane and then make businesses off of your main, what you're good at."
Yeah, that is literally building a brand.
Yeah.
You are never going to be rich unless you actually build a brand that you can reap from. And actually has all of these different dimensions in finding success, mm-hmm. you know, and that's part of what it is that he does. And I love I love the entire journey. It's exciting for us because you're keying in on things that are making sure people understand you're needing to deliver value to people, not just fluff and stuff, right? You need to actually deliver value to people, and that's what people want. And that's what you want to do with your life. You actually want to improve somebody's life. Upshift and uplift the way that they approach things. That's what we really should want to do. Or don't buy my book. You know what I mean? Right. If you don't want to do the things that I'm talking about, I'm okay if we don't do business. You know what I mean? But if you actually want to do what this title says, and what does the title say?
Build your brand.
Build your brand. Well, then you buy that book if that's actually what you want to do. And this is somebody that has done it, which is who we want to learn from, right?
So recommendation to all the people in the industry, if you want to make multiple streams of income, find your lane and then branch off of that. Okay. Branch off of that. Like, but don't write your books on your autobiographies. You'll have 14 people that read it and they're all family members. Okay. So
yeah, I hear that, man.
No doubt.
It's so true.
Facts. So Lou, now I'm going to pass the mic on to Lou for the question. He asks number 5 every time. So what's up, Lou? What you got for him?
So, car guys and car gals and all you solutionaries, we are making sure that this is something that you can put inside of your cup and sip up if what you're wanting to do is succeed inside of this business and be a fast tracker. Hmm. You can buy the books. You can listen to the podcasts. You could you can watch the movies. Okay. You can do all of those things. And there's so many different ways to do what it is that you do. But people like Sean have had success in it. And that's why, again, we're trying to brew solutions with people that are actually a good brew to sip on. You don't just drink any coffee, folks, okay? It's not just any cup of coffee here, okay?
This is a hang good, out with solid, the right beans.
Strong that's brew. Right. This is a special roast, okay? And this, the value that's inside of this is great. It is very great. But for somebody like Sean, he's had many different things that have added to his life and made him better, whether it's the money or the time or the recognition or the celebration, the hand claps or the attaboys, the text messages and the YouTube messages, all of that fun stuff. Okay. But Sean, my question for you and for anybody that's pursuing anything, because everybody's why in the beginning is one thing and everybody's answer to this is another. What has been, because I know what it's like to make money. He knows what it's like to make money. A lot of car guys and car gals out there know what it's like to make money, and your level of money could be different, right? So we already established, and we know that that's not what we're here for, okay? What is it that has been your greatest reward in all of the rewards that you've gained up to date? What would be the biggest, most coveted trophy of them all? What is not, and it's not just trophy, you know what I mean? It's not, hey,
yeah, I get you.
But what would be the greatest reward that you've experienced or that you have had during this journey that is still just getting
it's
started,
just started,
brother?
You're talking,
you know
it's
what I mean? Yeah, it's just still started. Just getting cranked, you know, and coming back stronger than ever. I'm really excited about it and it's going to be fun. But what has been your greatest reward would be?
I would say finding success and personal pride. And doing things the way I wanted to do them. My vision, right? I had a vision. Everybody said I was wrong, bro. Every single, from my managers to my wife to the people closest to me, what are you doing? You're out there talking to other salesmen. You're teaching them what you know. Why would you want to do that? You need to focus on customers and get them to the dealership. I said, you guys don't see my vision. My vision is different than yours. Everybody's doing that. I want to do this because nobody's doing this. And I believe I have a talent in it and a focus and a passion. And here's the thing. If you find a passion in something and you're really good at it, you are going to make a lot of money and you're going to make a lot of people happy. Why? Because you're passionate about something and you have talent in it. So I guess the answer to your question is I was able to find success and I was able to reach some goals and some and have some achievement in my passions. With my vision and not steering away from who I am and who I wanted to be, right? I wanted to be who I am in front of you right now. This is no fake. This is no facade. I'm not one way at home. I'm not one way off camera. The people that know me know that what you get right now is what I am. And that's what I think I'm the most proud about, that I've been able to achieve things and keep who I am. And I'm just, I can still grow every day, But yeah. I don't have to be somebody else, man. Like, I don't have to worry about being fake. I'm just decided to do things on my terms, and I'm the most proud about that.
Gosh, that's awesome. That's a great answer, because that's the best way to be, man.
Now, folks.
That is right.
Yeah, but that's not what typical people do, man.
No, it's not.
You're not a typical person, Sean Hayes.
That's why you are John Hayes.
You're not a, you know what I'm
you
saying?
No, seriously.
But the same kind of, you're the juggernaut, sir. You know what I mean?
You
definitely are different, and that's what makes you.
We traveled across the country, and I for many years, I was out there for 8 years, and I got to see different dealership after different dealership, owner, GM, salesperson, service departments. And there's a percentage of people, and a massive percentage of them, that just don't get it. And it's, I would say, and I hate to say it, and please, car people out there, you obviously our listeners, you're not those people, but there's people out there. I would say close to 90 to 95% of most people working in dealerships just don't get it. And there's a 5%, and you're one of those 5%. There's no doubt about that, Sean. That's why you are where you're at. And even out of those 5%, they don't use social media the way they should, but they are really good car people. You know what I mean? They really do their jobs. They take care of their customers. They, you know, they take care of them during the sale, before the sale, after the sale. They do everything they're supposed to do. They also, they work on their craft every day. They get better at their closes. They get better at their phone calls. They get better, whatever they're working on getting better at, they're looking for that growth. There's only about 5% of them out there that really do that. You know, there's some stores that are better. Yes. But overall, if you go across, there's some stores you walk in, the whole store doesn't know what they're doing. It's like unbelievable.
The other thing that I would have to say is that that I set a goal out there and I actually did it. I proved to people that you can do this, right? You set goals, you work your ass off, and you accomplish it. It's an amazing feeling inside, guys. And I'm not going to be like, oh, you know, I cried a few times.
Oh.
I cried a few times. I remember when I got that interview where I'm at currently and I came back and they offered me the job. I cried. I cried because I put everything I had into it, man. Everything. Love everything, it. Every single day, getting up at 4 o'clock, working, grinding, doing everything I can. And I could look at my wife in the face and say, I did it. We did it. You know? And that's a beautiful feeling, man. It makes me teary-eyed right now, to be honest with you.
It should. I mean, it's Jordan holding the trophy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's serious of a heart shake that occurs that is marking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And man, we honor
that. Because you realize that. You always knew you had that potential, but you never stayed in that.
That's it.
And then you're always like, man,
wow.
And then eventually you finally did it and you're like, I put the work in, look what's happening. You know?
Yeah.
And once again, you have just scratched the surface, Sean.
Yeah.
This is the beginning, my friend. And I'm looking forward to seeing the journey. You know, we obviously with social media, it's awesome because you can troll people and see what's going on with them. See how obviously there's no need to troll you. Everybody's watching, you know, so it's a lot of fun to see, man. Man, you've got some great, the way you think, the mentality is so perfect, man. We're on the same frequency. I'm definitely on that mission, but it encourages me more to know that there's things that if we keep grinding, we keep doing what we're supposed to do, we put our passion and we put our heart into it and we are authentic.
Yeah.
We're gonna go places and I know that you're going places and I'm glad to see that, man. You deserve it, bro. You do.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate
you are you definitely honored inside of the cafe. Car guys, car gals, make sure that you check out Sean and what he's doing. Pay attention, put that inside of your regular dose and your regular sipping regiment of solutions for your life.
Every day.
He is finding a way to help people. You can do the same thing today.